Hello and welcome to The Common Good. This is Hannah Floor. I'm joined here in Studio One by Matt Briner. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Matt's here to talk about his work brightening up Petersburg with all of his Christmas lights. And we're also joined by Tom Abbott.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Nice whistling tune there at the beginning.
It makes me think of little worker elves doing their volunteer projects. So, Matt, you have been working on Christmas lights in Petersburg for how long?
Well, since we got here. I mean, really.
Oh, really?
I mean, when we had our house first built, or even when we were staying other places, I always put lights up. That's how I grew up.
Oh, okay.
My family always had the house with the lots of lights. And so, anyways, wherever I'm at, it's always been that way as a little kid. So
makes it feel like Christmas.
Yeah.
When you do it.
Yeah.
But then at some point, I did a little bit of research and I didn't get the full story, but I hear that you started taking over some of the lights in town at some point. How did that happen?
I think it was Ethan. We went over for a wrangling wrestling tournament, maybe in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And went over there and went through the tournament and stuff. And at that time, and it was probably, I don't know, second week in November or something, Wrangell had their tree lighting ceremony. It was awesome. I mean, they had burn barrels, people drinking coffee, you know, cocoa.
Big event. Yeah.
And the kids had decorated the tree with big old milk jugs. And, I mean, it looked like a big community thing. And they lit the tree, and it was just beautiful. It was not as big as our tree, but substantial.
Yeah.
Every light sparkled, or lots of lights on it. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Look at that thing. This is a great event.
Yeah.
You know? So, tournament comes and goes. We get on the ferry, come back. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I have my Ethan with me. We drive past our Christmas tree. There's like 200 lights on it. Most of them are burnt out. There's nothing underneath the tree. You know? And I'm going... we can do better than that. And that was it. That was my epiphany for light bulb. Okay, so after that, it was like, go to the city. Can I take this project on? Well, we don't, you know, have money or funding or whatever.
And that's when it was off of Fram.
It was in between Scandia and right in there.
Okay.
Which is a great spot.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I remember when we were doing it. There was a huge tree, and it must have been blowing 50 or 60, and I drove past it, and it was leaning towards the Scandia house, and I was like, better call Public Works, you know, that thing looks like it's going down.
So did you, I'm always really curious about the technical aspect of how do you get all of those lights onto that tree and have them be so perfectly spaced? Like, I'm trying to imagine you, like, going, how does that happen? I don't understand.
Well, they're all spaced about a foot apart anyways, you know, on the strings. And originally when I first started doing it, we'd go straight to Hammer Weekon and get the lights that are, there's 100 lights or 50 lights on each of them, plug them in. So they'd only be 25 feet long, you know, so you had a million of these.
Yeah.
Now they're all, when I first originally stuck them, there were 1,000 lights on each string. And so I cut them in half because for the power and light guys, which are awesome, you know.
Yeah.
With the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually got two buckets. They got the real tall crane and then the smaller one.
Yeah.
And those guys are the true heroes, to be honest. I mean, because I sit there and I'm a little to the left, a little to the right, you know, and they put up with me and they're awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a great job.
So are they the ones that are in the bucket on the crane going up and down? And are they putting the lights up from top to bottom, or are they actually going around the tree?
No, we start going originally to make it easy.
Uh-huh.
We did the vertical up and down. And to be honest, my wife was like, I don't like that.
Right.
She had feedback for
that. She's got my input. I take a picture. We go down and light it up. Can you?
Yeah. It's like wearing a shirt, you know, whether it's striped, vertical stripes or horizontal stripes.
So
you're making the tree look too tall and skinny.
Yeah, so now, exactly. You know, you can shape it, but...
Right.
But, so anyways, the guys go around, and they try to, whatever we can reach, we do as many as we can, and then they shape the tree after that, and it kind of fills in the rest of it.
When you say you shape it, are you up there with like clippers and...
No, they shape it with the lights. So, I mean, you look at it during the daytime and it, you know, you got lambs and stuff like that. But at nighttime...
At nighttime, it looks perfect.
It looked,
Oh, meaning you pull the lights in so they're not following the form of the tree. They're following a perfect
cone.
So gotcha. Wow.
But no. I mean, I liked... We've been down to Leavenworth, you know, Washington and stuff like that, and go through some of those Christmas...
Beautiful.
It's just like, holy moly.
Yeah, Christmas time.
You'll be like, oh, look at all the lights.
Right.
Well.
So when you're down there, do you take photos and do you have like a
I got them on my phone.
You have a folder on your phone.
Yeah,
like
for ideas.
Yeah.
I got like the one other thing I'd like to do for this tree, I mean, is maybe, or change colors, you know, at some point for people that like that type of stuff, but a 360 star. So when you're driving down...
Oh, yeah, that would be nice, yeah.
You can see the, and they make them.
From each,
I mean, the Martinsons, they did the stars that go up and down the road.
Right.
You know, I like to say thank you to them, because that's, other than putting them on, I put
on
them
on. On all the power poles.
On all the power poles. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, they
are. And they did a great job, and they helped out, and it was mostly just for labor, you know.
Yeah.
And so
is that something that you worked with them to do that, or that was...
Yeah, the stars on the... The town originally, I mean, they were old, and they were like 60-watt bulbs going all the way around the thing. So the power and light guys had to replace those single year and do it. And it got expensive because each one of them was expensive. So I was like, need to get new ones. Maybe I can talk to somebody that can
and
make.
And you're referencing, you know, the budget and sort of thing. This is all chamber, right?
Well, originally it was all, I just did donation because nobody...
Right.
Because there was no budget.
There was no funding. I mean, it wasn't like there was a Christmas light fund.
Exactly.
So I just went around to the different businesses. I didn't talk to Rotary. I didn't talk to the chamber.
Okay.
I just was like, okay, you know, went into Rexall.
So it is still through community donations then?
Some of it is. Yeah. But this year, the city did. I kind of just had a fund going on at Hammer Week on, which Denise and Peggy and Andy and... Brad, I mean, they're like awesome. Mm-hmm. They're like the they're like my they're the all star team.
You've been working with them for forever.
Oh yeah, Denise. I mean, I'll go in. She'll ask me in June or July. Hey, do you need something for Christmas?
Yeah.
And
wow.
We'll do it. And they, I mean, they help us out on the price and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, that whole group is.
I was going to ask you how far ahead of time you start planning these things, or is it just a year long thing? You're thinking about Christmas in August.
I probably start. Well, somebody mentioned something to me usually in August or something like that.
Right after the power skiff is put away.
But I'll hear throughout the year about something or somebody has an idea. Or
So the question I have, which is I think everybody has dealt with, when a half string goes out or something
That happened a lot.
Okay, so how are you avoiding that?
Because everything that's on the tree now is a constant circuit, so only one bulb can go out,
and
everything else stays on. So it's a direct. It's just like the old lights, but they're all LED.
Yeah,
and that was the thing before is they were all incandescent or light bulb type of lights,
right?
And which one would go out, but they took a lot of power.
Yeah.
These take very little power.
Very little, yeah.
And there's 3,000 lights on that tree, plus probably 3,000 underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the juice is from the little wreath under the tree and the plastic Santa, which is the classic. And it's like, I won't get rid of that until that's what I grew up with, too.
Yeah. You were talking about feedback from your wife. Do you get feedback from people in the community as well?
It's 99.9% all real positive.
Well, great. Let's talk about the point one.
So point one. It's just, I chuckle. Every once in a while I'll say, well, why don't you do it that way? Or every once in a while somebody will, your tree's leaning a little to the left, you know, or whatever. And I'm like, sorry, I'll get down there. I'll wake the boys up at... You know, Martin down at Power and Works and have them wake the boys up so you can straighten it. I did have somebody call me, I think it was two, three Christmases ago. I think it was maybe the 23rd or something like that, called me at 10:30 at night and said half a string was out. And I was like,
get right on it.
Okay, I'll jump down there and go flick the switch. But that's kind of a pet peeve when something on that, mm-hmm. especially the tree and the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that, that I want to stay on, you know.
Well, you drove up with your ladder in your truck, which makes me think that you are ready to fix things at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. I need a bigger ladder for stuff like that.
So the other, bringing up, you also do the public library building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is gorgeous.
That mm-hmm. that was, Sue Paulson's my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always put lights on her house.
Yeah.
And Rob and Terry's my your family. Other, yeah. And then Sally's
Sally Dwyer across.
This year, actually, she had somebody else do it, which was nice. But yet, you know,
sure.
It's like.
Yeah, right. But so with the library, so this is the other question I have. Are you do you take all the lights down and store them, or are you just getting new ones every year?
If fishing starts late enough for me, or if it warms up enough, then I'll go ahead and take them before I head out for herring fishing. But typically, the city will go down. Everything's all on hooks, so it literally it might take me 3 or 4 hours to put up, but mm-hmm. it takes like 15 minutes to take down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the way things are. So, most of that type of stuff, half of that stuff will last.
Yeah.
And half of it will have to get mm-hmm. replaced. Wow. The big tree lights, you know, I might have to go through like 3 boxes of lights through all 3,000 string, you know, the whole string, which is only like 75 bulbs or something a year.
Yeah.
Which is huge. Before it was 2,500 bucks a year replacing the lights.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
It was like $3,500 for that whole thing.
Yeah.
And we've had it for quite a few years now, so it's paid for itself.
Right.
Wow.
So if somebody wants to help out, donate, contact you?
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll push them in the right direction, because usually I'll just say, hey, can you just write a check to Hammer Week on Christmas Light Fund?
And they'll put it into the fund.
I guess for me, I don't want to have to worry about, I mean, in the old days, it was like, okay, well, we raised $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
There's $500 on the table. I would just write a check.
Or whatever. Sure, right.
You know, just so we can get through it and everybody gets paid.
Yep.
Now, they just take it to the Christmas Light Fund, give it to them. I get a statement every once in a while. It says, okay, that's what's in it. And then when I go down there, I don't have to worry about the money part of it. I don't want to worry about that. I just want to – I'll put the lights up, but
– yeah.
So I think it was somebody, maybe it was you, Tom, had told me that your skills were a secret for a while and people didn't know who was putting up all the fantastic lights around town.
Everybody who lives around me knew.
Yeah. You were intentionally trying to keep it a secret. You didn't want to
really.
Be like
I had it in the beginning. Well, I still do have a hard time saying no to somebody, especially, you know, the grandmas and grandpas and.
Yeah.
They're one lights
well,
up.
And
we have lots of those in like our family.
Event,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, it doesn't take that much effort to do it. You just have to do it.
Well, it's rewarding. I mean,
no, it's people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so fun to drive around Sandy Beach and see what's come up in you know, the days that you haven't been out there. How much direction or inspiration do you get? Like, if you're going to go to somebody else's house, are they like, I'd like blue on these eaves
sometimes.
And maybe some red flashing?
I don't do a lot. I mean, I do a lot of our personal, like our neighbors, and my family, Grandma Kathy, you know, stuff like that, and Sue. But outside of that, I haven't, every once in a while I have somebody, hey, will you come and do, well, I got to finish this first. I'm already 3 weeks into it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not, I do kind of towards the end get a little.
You reach the.
Christmas light burnout, I guess you'd call it. But because it's.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I imagine.
By the time it's done. I mean, in church.
I was in doing a little bit of prep for this. I Googled how to put up exterior Christmas lights and the.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
On the internet?
I did.
How many hits?
I just wanted to know what I didn't know. And the wiki entry on how to do it was 13 steps long, which then made me think that it's much more complicated than
it's pretty funny. It's
be interesting.
It's like. Your job or my job or any fishing, you know, when you first start, you're working so hard at just trying to do the simple task.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have been doing it for are looking at you going, look at that guy.
Right.
Well, when I see certain people put it, I'm like, don't do that.
Right.
Plug the lights in while you're doing that, because you're going to plug them in and half of them are going to be out. You know, it's like, keep them lit.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so
there's some basic information that'll very, very helpful.
Yeah. Make it way easier and go way faster.
Right.
So if people are interested in doing their own external Christmas lights, can they get a hold of you for some pointers? Or should they just look up that 13-step process?
LEDs are awesome, but if you can get them encased so there's no opening, they'll last.
Protect them from the weather.
If you can't, you might as well after the end of the year.
Just throw it out.
Yeah, really hard. They corrode like crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So. Good to know.
It is good to know.
Well, it's great. It brightens up town. And, you know, yesterday's solstice, darkest time of the year and everything. And it's, it helps put everybody in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. I drive around the loop with my daughter at least once a week just to check out the Christmas lights. Yeah. Yeah, just to see them all the way through town.
We did on our house this year. We went with a little different icicle light. We used to always do that in the past, kind of the old incandescent gold color, which are really pretty.
Yeah.
Well, this year was kind of like that white, really bright.
Yeah.
With icicle lights. And I turned them on, and I was like, oh.
Right.
Like, everywhere from, like, four houses down were lit. And I was like, oh, my word. Look at this. I didn't think they were that bright.
Do you have to get blackout curtains so that you can sleep at night?
And I was like, uh-oh. Well, and then, actually, Jen liked them. And then I started adding our other stuff, which is like the old school lights, to it. And she came home. That doesn't look like that. All that's got to come down. That's not going to work.
Do you take that feedback gracefully?
Oh, yeah. Just like, no, and I knew it. I try to talk myself into, oh, that looks great. That looks, nah. Maybe she won't notice. That's all coming down. So all the lower stuff was like, okay. And she was right. So next year will be different too.
Yeah.
But
well, it looks beautiful. Thank you for everything you do.
It does. And thanks for all the effort you put into it all the time. And,
no, it's fine.
The years you've been doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's a
Again, thanks to the Martinsons. You know,
you know, Power and Work. I mean, all Martin, Power those
and
guys,
and Power and Light
and Public Works. Those guys are, those guys are the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones that cut the tree and stuff like that. And I mean, we're kind of running out of trees in town, so they got to go out the road and go get it. And not always easy with the weather and stuff. And the Power and Light, David and Sam and Kevin and Adam, all those guys.
And then if people want to, you know, make a donation, just drop it by Hammer and Weekend Hardware and say,
this is for the Christmas Light Fund. They'll put it in there. And
cool.
Yeah, Denise and Peggy and Andy. And
yeah, that's great.
Trading Union always helped out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Right on. Well,
thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks.
No, thank you. You bet. Okay.